so much. There's so many medical officers here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're everywhere, you know? They're all over like horse manure. All right, anyway, I'm on the seafood oyster bar here, just making my way north.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned the horse manure, but I don't know if you're quite old enough, but, you know, we used to have the horse-drawn vegetable cart and the horse-drawn knife sharpener. Can't remember if the silly guy hammer or whatever was came horse drawn, but you did have to watch yourself in the street as those guys were making their delivery.
Oh yeah, I do remember it. I also remember the milkman and so on and so forth. You know, they're very good. What a horrible morning, though, I'll tell you. Although I'm sure the grass is loving it.
I have a guy that does my driveway, seals it. So he called me yesterday. He said, well, do you want me to seal it? And, yeah, you know, whatever. He says, well, says, you know, if I can do it for you now, he says, I can save you a couple of bucks. So I said, well, okay, what about the rain? He says, well, no, you know, if it's dry, it'll be okay. So I don't know. It's not dry. I think the driveway actually dry to the touch. So you could walk on it, but we'll have to see if the water did any dissolving of it. I don't even know if that's the case. But, you know, he'll come back and take care of it if that does happen. But that was the only thing. The rain held off and held off and held off, and then it came down.
Now, bear with me a second. I just got to find my way here. Be right back. N2 Iowan.
KTK Indy.
All right. Says I got to make a U-turn. Not too bad. Yeah. So what else is going on? What you been up to?
Not much. I know your grandson came home. I think my grandson came home on Saturday, my granddaughter on Sunday, or vice versa. So all's home now.
Okay, very good. Very nice. My grandson came home Saturday, and we all got together at my son's house for dinner, because my grandson said he missed not having a steak for the last 7 weeks. So my son barbecued steaks for him, and of course we all had some. Not my favorite cut of steak, but definitely was nice to see him, and my God, it was unbelievable. He comes home, and him and his brother are playing soccer in the house. It's the funniest thing.
Yeah, there's a big controversy now that soccer, I guess, brought to the country the fact that all soccer games are played on grass. So the NFL, they're trying to get the players' union to demand that all stadiums return to grass. You know, it's a softer feel, a better feel. The NFL is arguing they have equal number of injuries, but players seem to like the grass better. Anyway, that's an interesting controversy. What else? KTKNB.
Live from Bethpage, it's N2ION. Yeah, well, you know, most of the soccer fields are being transformed to turf. And turf is nice because there's no puddles. They have drains underneath, so definitely not too bad. It's funny, I just passed my eye doctor's place. Now we're got another 0.3 miles, and we'll be where we're going. I got they open at 7:30, so you know I'm always early. You know how that works.
Hey, who's your eye doctor, Ted?
Yeah.
Yeah, he comes on some mornings. It's kind of hit or miss, but sometimes he'll come on the whole week. But he's early. He really opens his office early. But, yeah, that's part of that whole medical complex. And the building just east of St. Joseph's is also a big medical center. So I think it's Optum down there, though.
The GPS says I've entered. Oh, there it is. It's a big building. All right. Not too bad. Yeah, I was over to see Ted last week to get my eyes checked, and Karen also. So he checked us out, and everything was good. Just got to figure out where the hell to park over here.
Yeah, it seems like for most people, you know, our age and a little younger, cataract seems to be the main thing with eyes. And, you know, it's become such a, it's a manufacturer's, no, is that the word? It's a mass-produced procedure at this point. It's just crazy, but it's such an easy, relatively easy procedure as compared to what it was 20, 30 years ago when they... I think a lot of it was done manually, and the recovery time was really bad. But anyway, at least it's a minor thing when you're getting older.
Well, it's better than not getting older. I'm going to walk into the building, so let me do that. I'll get back to you in a little bit. This is N2ION, and I will be clear on yours.
All right, K2KNB. Will be on frequency for a while. 7-3.
W2VL repeater.
Very noisy there, Jeff. I guess you'll get better in a minute. Can't you can? Since we last spoke, but you're very noisy.
Am I still very noisy?
That was a little better. Where are you now?
I just got off the turnpike heading west.
Yeah, you might have been in a weird spot. You're probably better now. Anyway, you gave blood easily.
Getting better means I was probably just in a dead spot. No problem. I've got Hempstead Terminal and 120 Avenue.
Oh, okay. You're down a bit there. And where are you heading now? Back to the Seaford West Bay or still heading west?
I'm heading west. I'll stay on Hempstead Turnpike. Take it down to the Meadowbrook, I guess. No big deal. deal. I've got my blood drawn, and I'm on the road again.
Okay. Yeah, I think, well, I mean, he sounds okay now. There's still some noise, but I think that's just the repeater going there. Anyway, what else is doing? Did it stop raining yet? I can't tell out the window.
Nah, it's still raining. It's not raining hard like it was earlier, but it's raining, definitely. So, not too bad. I think it's supposed to rain till noon, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping for bright sun later in the day and get the driveway cleared out, because right now, parked in the street until it's supposed to dry 24 hours before you pull a car in there. But I think they said if it gets wet, then it slows down the curing process. So, anyway, it is what it is, as they say.
Yes, it be what it be, so to speak. All right. Very good, very good. I just figured I would take Hempstead Turnpike back, you know. I'm in no rush. So, except the right lane here is terrible. I've got to kind of get out of this lane. And I don't like the right lane anyway. I always like the center or the left. But what can I tell you? I get to see all these places that I'm not familiar with as I'm driving up Hempstead Turnpike, so not too bad. Not too bad at all. I just gotta find a way to get over. There's a 18-wheeler next to me, so it's kind of difficult. But I think I let them go. And now I'll get past them. And kind of like that. Anything doing on the low pass this morning?
I didn't have a chance to look at them this morning, but yesterday morning, and there were a couple of contests. I don't think there was anything in a big contest, although I'm trying to think there were a couple of guys that were rattling off contact after contact. But yesterday morning, I think the band sounded dead. I was looking at all bands and did not see much in activity. So I don't know whether whatever the case was, propagation, as they say. But usually in the morning I throw this one. I don't see a chance.
Yeah, I listen on 40 meters in the morning just to see if anything's doing there. I worked one the other morning and like that, but not too bad. Not too bad. Going through Levittown right now.
It's interesting that you're very noisy right now. You're passing through Levittown. I'm not sure why you'd be noisy other than possibly the medical center blocking your line of sight to flat homes. I'm not sure. But we may be putting a receiver back in the medical center at some point, which would take care of that area. But, yeah, kind of weird that you're noisy where you are.
You're very noisy also, so I don't know. I guess it's the repeater. Maybe there's water getting into the feed line or something.
Yeah, we can go on rain on the repeater, on the antennas, and leave it at that. Let me just see. Anybody out there want to say good morning?
KYPY.
Hey, good morning, Chris, and you're on the noisy side also. Interesting. Go ahead and pick it up, Chris, and this is Richie K2K NBN for right now. You have Jeff N2ION on there.
Good morning, Jeff. Jeff. Good morning, Richie. Yeah, I'm on 110 right now. And, yeah, you've got uncharacteristic static too, Richie. You got some popcorn going on. So I'm thinking there's definitely something with the repeater.
I agree.
Yeah, if we're all there, the antenna has to wake up a little bit, you know, shake itself, get the cobwebs out. It's been sleeping all night in the rain, and, you know, it just takes some time to wake up, and hopefully that's what's happening. But, yeah, that makes a lot of good sense. Jeff?
Yeah, I would be thinking that maybe there's some water getting into the fueling, so that would have to probably be checked out and... you know, maybe replace a connector or what have you, and because it goes in on the end and then it seeps through the wire. So who knows? Right now I'm past the medical center and still heading west. I don't know who the other station is.
Let me see if I have it. Yeah, the other station, Jeff, is Chris. K-E-2-I-P-Y. But see, Jeff, you cleared up. Again, I'm not saying there's not other static on there, but you did clear up once you got out of the shadow of the medical center. So I'm sure that was, at that particular point, blocking your angle to Glen Oaks. Chris? And Chris, I think you sound pretty good because we wanted to check on the fact that the receive antenna was moved back to be in the same place as the transmit antenna. Same antenna. But I think you're sounding pretty good south of where we are.
Yeah, I'm about to get on the southern state from 110 here. So, yeah, that's why I definitely jumped on. I want to see how it sounds. So we'll see. And, hey, I saw that blurb on you in the ARRL newsletter. Congratulations on the end of your service over there.
Yeah, you were breaking up a little bit there, but I think you were referring to the letter that Jim Neesby sent out. Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess I saw something that said you ended your service with ARRL, the Distinguished Line of Service. Somebody else picked it up.
Yeah, the Affiliated Club Coordinator. It's just different, you know. It's be really good to be able to get out and go to clubs, and I just can't do that, so... and Nicole picked it up and said, do a great job. So, I think I've been doing that for 13 years. But no, my affiliation with the ARRL is still there. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, up to you. Let's see how you're sounding now. Out there for a moment and then you came back strong. Well, we'll see during the course of the day if, as you dry out, if we're a little bit better. Yeah, it's just weird. But certainly we know from past experience that rain can influence the way the signal sounds. But you should be pretty solid from where you are Anyway, anybody out there want to say good morning?
Richie, I should be for quieting, and I'm not, so something suspect.
Yeah, but see, that was good, solid copy.
All right, I just got on the Meadowbrook, and I'm heading south. So you keep me up to date on how I sound.